MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, October 28, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Lynn and Salem firefighters continue working on a brush fire. MBTA zoning argument continues in Gloucester. And a Beverly representative is facing two challengers. Afternoon sunshine near 50, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:19 a.m. and 9:37 p.m. WCVB-TV Channel 5 is reporting firefighters on the North Shore are continuing to battle a brush fire that has grown to 130 acres. The fire sparked Saturday evening in Salem near Spring Pond, which is near Highland Avenue, according to Salem Fire Department Chief Alan Dion. The Air National Guard helicopters will continue water drops Monday to try to douse the fire, which has been burning in Salem and Lynn. Dion said dry and windy conditions fanned the fast-moving fire. Neighbors credit crews with keeping the flames away from their homes. Officials said no structures have been destroyed and no evacuation orders have been issued. Gloucester Times reporter Ethan Foreman is reporting that Gloucester residents who object to having their name on a petition to put the city council's recently passed multifamily overlay zoning to a vote have until 4 p.m. Tuesday to file an objection with the Board of Registrars through the city clerk's office. A group led by former Ward 2 Councillor Tracy O'Neill has gathered 4,200 signatures on the petition, more than the 10% threshold required under the city charter, protesting the multifamily overlay district the city council passed by a 7-0 vote on October 1. If successful, the petition would force a vote on the zoning overlay meant to bring the city into compliance with the MBTA Communities Act by December 31 to allow Gloucester to receive certain state funding. Paul Layton is reporting in the Salem News. Jerry Paracella is facing two challengers in his effort to win re-election as state representative for the 6th Essex District, which includes Beverly and part of Wenham. Yuplio Marciano, who has lost two previous races against Paracella, and Ty Vitale, who ran an unsuccessful write-in race in 2022, are both trying again to unseat Paracella. All three are Beverly residents. The 61-year-old Paracella is seeking an 8th two-year term in the 6th Essex District, which grew to include part of Wenham in addition to Beverly through redistricting 2 years ago. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
In Newburyport, citywide trick-or-treating will be held on Halloween, October 31, from 5 to 7 p.m., and Mayor Reardon has updates on the Brown School and the Kmart Development Agreement.
We're going to have some more information come out of the Brown School probably on Monday. We're at the point that we've kind of tabulated everyone who was on the Brown School Advisory Committee to me. I've kind of tabulated all their scores and their thoughts on the process and the three proposals. We're now just working with legal to make sure we follow the RFP to the letter. And we follow the process that proceeds to the letter, right? So we'll be putting some information into City Council on my choice of the project that we're going to move forward with. They'll have to be, you know, talk about the, now the City Council really controls a lot of this project, right? Because think about the pieces here. You know, we've got city property, so that's going to have to be deemed surplus. There's zoning that probably will need to change out of, you know, all three plans. What they were proposing was over the current zoning for that area, so that will have to be voted on. So the City Council will really be heavily involved in the process after I pick which developer that I think we should work with moving forward. So that information is coming out next week, but we're really just trying to get all ducks in a row right now once that decision is made and once we submit that information to the City Council. The Kmart Development Agreement, that's still moving right along. We've got another meeting happening next week that's important to that, but I think we're I think we're just about there. So that's exciting. Again, the Kmart's been dormant since 2017, I believe. So it's just been sitting there. This would bring some much-needed revenue into the city, and it's really the one place in the city that you can put the density of this type of project in, where it can handle, the services can handle it, and the traffic can handle it as well. So we're excited about that project, and this development agreement will be that first step in moving that project forward.
Benjamin Pierce is reporting on itemlive.com. Governor Mara Healey and her administration announced it has awarded approximately $7.8 million worth of federal funds to 56 nonprofits throughout the Commonwealth, and Temple Sinai of Swampscott and Marblehead is one of them. The grants were distributed through the Nonprofit Security Grant Program, which has the purpose of helping recipients prevent hate crimes and terror attacks. It's funded by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and administered in the state by the Office of Grants and Research. Temple Sinai received $99,674. And Dave Rogers is reporting in the Newburyport Daily News, an anonymous donor has pledged up to $1 million to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service if it reverses course and stops its plan to demolish the federally owned Pink House, according to Support the Pink House officials. For weeks, work crews have prepared the roughly 100-year-old iconic home for destruction. Recently, its windows and asbestos roof shingles were removed. Demolition, according to Parker River National Wildlife Refuge manager Matthew Hillman, is expected to take place between now and the end of the year. The Parker River Refuge manages the property for fish and wildlife. In sports, the Patriots beat the Jets 25-22. Celtics host the Bucks tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.